Hello and welcome to the Unusual Stories podcast. I am your host, Wojciech Salski, and in these episodes I will share my writing as well as thoughts on different topics that come to me as I put a pen onto a page each day. At the end of each reading, I will offer you a little insight to my thoughts and a nudge of inspiration to look into your own life and hopefully entertain ideas of your own choosing. Apparently, the rocket sent to the moon is off course 99% of the journey, the boy reminded himself the information from one of the books. The majority of time, it navigates and adjusts its course to reach the destination. Sitting on the hill, he gazed at the sea. The wind blew heavily, messing with his hair and caressing his face, which bathed in the brightness of the sun. He was sitting still with his hands resting gently on the knees of his cross-legged posture. The boy just finished the meditation, and pondering on the fact he felt like he was doing it wrong, he tried to understand the feelings that arose within his heart. How does one feel satisfied with themselves when everything seems to be slipping? He thought. How can we feel satisfied with ourselves when everything seems to be slipping? He thought. How does one keep the fire of inspiration lit at all times? He was getting the things done daily and hoped that the efforts will be worthwhile. From the outside, from a third-person point of view, he might have even appeared like one of those people that have everything figured out and under control. This perception couldn't be further from the truth. He felt lost almost all the time. Everyone thinks that others are in a better position, he smiled sourly. And it's all bullshit. With his high hopes of the future, he struggled to accept the fact that progress came and went one step at a time, often granting a little blow to one's life, which would take the person a few steps back every now and then. He might have appeared to others like one who does plenty and is doing well, but there was rarely a time in which the boy would not doubt his own path and the choices that navigated his life's boat. I am the master of my ship, he recited doubtfully. I am the captain of my soul. Sitting on top of the hill, he observed the ocean's quiet dance. The waves came and went, crashing onto the beach, marking their reach and retracting into the blue mass moments later, only to start the process again. There is no beginning and there will be no end to this performance, he observed, relating the natural state of the vast sea to the way one's life unfolds. We tend to think we are born, which is the beginning, and we die, marking life's end, he heard himself think. But is it so? Thinking of this grand question, which couldn't be answered with full certainty, he got up and pulled his headphones back onto his ears. He had a run to finish. Jogging down the stony path, he considered the way in which one's achievements and aspirations unfold. It's all happening 1 minute at a time, one step at a time, one breath at a time. Like the sea, he smiled. One wave at a time. Feeling the pinch of sadness scraping the surface of his mind, he reflected on the idea of appreciation for one's effort again. He recognized that there are not many moments in his existence which would not include some sort of problem resolution and presence of suffering. We are made to resolve problems, from the most trivial ones to those which change the course of world's history. The rocket sent to the moon is off course 99% of the journey, he reminded himself. The majority of time, it navigates and adjusts its course to reach the destination. Recalling this fact brought upon the boy a slight sensation of peace as he recognized that there were many similarities in the way one's aspirations unfolded and the rocket's readjusting method. We need to know where we want to go, he thought, and we need to constantly readjust the course. Thinking of this idea, he remembered the words of his mentor, whose lessons gave the boy a great deal of empowerment and inspiration, especially in the time when everything seemed to be out of control. You're not responsible for the state of the sea, neither for the strength of the wind. But you can make a strong boat, and set the sail in the way, which will help you get wherever your heart desires. Reminding himself of this simple allegory, the boy looked at the horizon, where a small sailboat was nearing the harbor on the other side of town. The sail is our purpose, our motivation. The boat is our why, our values and ideas. And the keel is our intuition, which knows where the heart wants us to go. Running back home, he felt a little less sad, a little more inspired, a little bit wiser than before. We all need to act out our personal legend, he brought back to the mind the idea from Paulo Coelho's book. And we need to persist in our efforts, adjusting and improvising. And we cannot ever stop trying. Thank you for listening to my story. This week I wanted to bring up this idea of the rocket and its course. I would like you to consider applying this for your achievements and goals, trying to do something, be something, have something. Oftentimes we get hard on ourselves, especially throughout the daily hustle and bustle, because we feel we should do more, we should do better, we should do different. It's very easy to criticize one another and criticize ourselves in the first place. Because of it, I would like to raise a point that actually, according to the book I've read and a few thoughts that I've listened on some podcasts as well, most of the time if you aim for something, the only important thing is to know where you're aiming at, what you're aiming at. It does not really matter where you are at the moment. You need to know where you want to go. How you're gonna get there, it's gonna clarify itself as you go. And the only way to do it is to take one step at a time and keep on going forward. So imagine this idea that the rocket, let's say going to the moon, is off its course for 99% of the time. It just constantly readjusts itself and its course. It's a powerful thought because, in my opinion, it feels like the only important thing then is, for us, to remind ourselves where we're going after and trying to adjust whatever we're doing and see what does and what doesn't work. The trial and error is a very, very powerful approach. It's the only approach, really, if you think about it. So, secondly, in the story, I mentioned this self-criticism which arises in our minds. More often than not, I would say. It's very easy to look at others and recognizing them what is missing in us, not really knowing what they're struggling with on their own daily basis. The grass always looks greener on the other side, doesn't it? Arguably though, we never know what we're actually looking at is how we think it is. I find that very often it's easy for us to look at someone from the outside and compare our own image of them to what happens in our life, which is unfair because you know much more about yourself than about the person you're possibly contemplating upon. And then you draw the conclusion that the other person has it all sorted out, you know? All the plan, all the ideas, everything in place, and then we get jealous or upset about ourselves. We get demotivated and think that we cannot do our own stuff because, well, if they're already doing it and it's working out for them and it's not working out for us, how can we do it? And I think it's really important to recognize that voice and remind yourself once in a while that you have no clue what the other person is going through. We're all great at putting on a smile and just carrying on because otherwise what is there to do? And I don't mean that everyone is upset and everyone is miserable at all times, not at all. I think it's just important to recognize that what you're looking at when you're observing someone else's life is just a glimpse. And since you're the one looking at the other person and judging by your own, it becomes very subjective and very far from the real truth. If we consider that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then we should definitely consider this as well to be a part of this, because after all, you're looking through the lens of yours, and you're seeing what you think is missing from your own experience. You're seeing only the tip of the iceberg and you think you know it all. So following this, I would like to invite you to just be a bit more gentle with yourself and focus on yourself, you know? Focus on your goal, readjust what works and what doesn't. Keep thinking about the goal and keep striving to make it better. And compare yourself only with yourself from the day before. Make sure that you do incremental changes and make sure that you keep on going, no matter how hard it is. And if you need to compare yourself with anyone else, then at least make sure to let them know, to have a big conversation with you about it, because it will be a great and insightful feeling to see and hear what the other person thinks of the situation. I think more often than not, we put on a smile and carry on, whereas people think that we're literally like superheroes, sorted out and everything is in order. Most of the time we're just improvising anyway. In the end, I wanted to just point out this idea of a boat. This is something that I've heard from my mentor, and I would encourage you to find yourself someone that you could discuss this with. This is a part of the coaching that you could do with a person as well. Imagine yourself as a boat, and imagine that the sail is your purpose, your motivation, what drives you. Imagine that the boat itself is your why, your values and ideas, and the keel is your intuition, which actually knows where to go. You just need to zoom in on it and hear. Remember that we are all going through the same and yet so different story of ours. We can share our experiences, we can learn from others, but we are doing it ourselves. So I would like to invite you to refine your boat, to refine your strategy and to refine your thinking about what you're doing and how you're doing it. Give yourself the credit for how far you've come and believe in yourself that you can do and adjust and go even further just the way you want. Don't compare yourself to others, because the only thing that you get out of that is that you feel yourself a bit less and a bit more upset. Remind yourself of your aim and just keep readjusting and going for it. Be like the rocket. Actively readjust, actively refine, actively change. So yeah, this week I would like to invite you to consider this idea of a boat and this idea of the rocket and just apply it. Think whether or not there is something that you might be doing better, and think whether or not there is something that you might want to abandon because it's just not working out. And anytime that you're comparing yourself to others during this week, just catch yourself on that thought and realize that it's quite fruitless. It doesn't bring you anything but suffering, and most often than not, you're not even seeing the bigger picture. Yeah, so thank you for listening to this week's episode. I've had a rough week last week, so I need some time to prepare a story for you about that. Look out for it. If you feel like it, go to my page and check out the Life's Ride article. It's basically about the accident that I've experienced. And make sure to keep on going with whatever you're doing. I know summer is just around the corner or it's already here, but don't let the summer vibes get into your head and don't step down. Keep the game face on and keep going. Other than that, have a great week, stay happy, stay healthy, and I'll see you next time.